the 1981 coup in Ghana. The 1981 coup in Ghana marked a significant event in the country's political history, characterized by political instability, military intervention, and socio-economic challenges. Led by Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings, the coup overthrew the government of President Hilary Mann, who had come to power in 1979 after the fall of the military regime of General Ignatius Kutu Echampong. To understand the dynamics of the 1981 coup in Ghana, it is essential to examine the political, economic, and social context leading up to the event, as well as its aftermath and implications for the country. In the years preceding the coup, Ghana was grappling with a deteriorating economic situation marked by high inflation, unemployment, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor. President Lehman's administration faced criticism for its inability to address these pressing economic challenges effectively. The country was also experiencing political polarization, with growing discontent among various segments of society, including the military. Against this backdrop, Flight Lieutenant Jerry Rawlings, who had previously attempted a coup in 1979 but failed, emerged as a charismatic figure and a voice of dissent within the Ghanaian armed forces. Rawlings, frustrated by the perceived corruption and mismanagement of the civilian government, rallied support among disaffected military personnel and civilians alike. On December 31, 1981, Rawlings and a group of junior officers staged a successful coup, seizing control of the government and establishing the Provisional National Defense Council, PNDC, with Rawlings as its chairman. The 1981 coup in Ghana was not only a military takeover, but also a populist movement driven by a desire for socio-economic reform and an end to political corruption. Rawlings and the PNDC promised to root out corruption, promote social justice, and revive the economy through a program of austerity measures and state intervention. However, the initial years of the PNDC regime were marked by authoritarian rule, human rights abuses, and a lack of transparency. Despite these challenges, the Rawlings-led government implemented several key reforms aimed at restructuring the economy and improving living standards for ordinary Ghanaians. The Economic Recovery Program, ERP, launched in 1983, sought to stabilize the economy through fiscal discipline, currency devaluation, and privatization of state-owned enterprises. While these measures were controversial and initially met with resistance, they laid a foundation for Ghana's economic recovery in the years to come. The 1981 coup and subsequent PNDC regime also had far-reaching implications for Ghana's political landscape. Rawlings's consolidation of power and suppression of political dissent led to the marginalization of opposition parties and civil society groups. The regime relied heavily on the military and security forces to maintain control, often resorting to arbitrary arrest, censorship, and intimidation tactics against perceived opponents. However, despite the authoritarian nature of the PNDC regime, Rawlings maintained a populist appeal and enjoyed broad support among large segments of the population, particularly among the urban, poor, and rural communities. His charismatic leadership style, coupled with his revolutionary rhetoric and commitment to social justice, helped him to cultivate a cult of personality that endured throughout his tenure as Ghana's leader. Additionally, there are several lessons that can be drawn from this stormy period in Ghana's history. Let us delve into them. Impact on democracy. The 1981 coup underscored the fragility of democratic institutions in Ghana and the broader challenges of democratization in post-colonial African states. The coup highlighted the need for strong democratic norms, institutions, and a vibrant civil society to safeguard against authoritarianism and military intervention in politics. Secondly, civilian-military relations. The coup raised questions about the role of the military in governance and the importance of establishing civilian control over the armed forces. It emphasized the dangers of military meddling in politics and the imperative of fostering professionalism, accountability, and respect for constitutional order within the military. Social justice and development. Despite its authoritarian tendencies, the Rawlings regime's emphasis on social justice and economic development left a lasting impact on Ghana's development trajectory. The regime's economic reforms laid the groundwork for sustained economic growth and poverty reduction, demonstrating the potential for state-led intervention in promoting social welfare. National identity and unity. The coup and the subsequent regime under Rawlings contributed to the cultivation of a sense of national identity and unity among Ghanaians, grounded in principles of nationalism and pan-Africanism. However, this sense of unity was often accompanied by political repression and intolerance of dissent, highlighting the complex interplay between nationalism and authoritarianism. Human rights and accountability. The legacy of the 1981 coup includes a reckoning with past human rights abuses and a commitment to accountability and justice. The transition to democracy in the 1990s provided an opportunity for truth-seeking, reconciliation, and the pursuit of justice for victims of political violence and repression during the Rawlings era. Economic policy reform. The economic reforms initiated by the Rawlings regime, particularly the Economic Recovery Program, ERP, demonstrated the importance of fiscal discipline, market liberalization, and private sector participation in promoting economic growth and development. However, these reforms also highlighted the need for equity, social protection, and inclusive growth strategies to address poverty and inequality. Role of leadership. The coup and its aftermath underscored the pivotal role of leadership in shaping Ghana's trajectory. Flag Lieutenant Jerry Rawlings emerged as a dominant figure in Ghanaian politics, leaving a lasting imprint on the country's political landscape. His legacy highlights the complexities of leadership, including the tensions between charisma and authoritarianism, populism and repression, and pragmatism and ideology. While the coup exposed the vulnerabilities of Ghana's democratic experiment, it also provided valuable lessons about the importance of democratic governance, civilian-military relations, social justice, and economic reform in building a more prosperous and inclusive society. In conclusion, the 1981 coup in Ghana represented a pivotal moment in the country's history, ushering in a period of military rule under Flag Lieutenant Jerry Rawlings and the PNDC. While the coup was initially motivated by grievances over political corruption and economic mismanagement, the subsequent regime was characterized by authoritarian rule, human rights abuses, and socio-economic challenges. Despite these shortcomings, the Rawlings government implemented significant reforms that laid the foundation for Ghana's economic recovery and transformation in the years to come. However, the legacy of the 1981 coup continues to shape Ghana's political landscape, serving as a reminder of the complex interplay between power, ideology, and popular discontent in the country's history.